oil futures on Monday mostly shrugged off the recent cattle on feed report. Feeder cattle supplies are somewhat front-loaded currently, but should tighten up in the second half of the year, says Daryl Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 23rd of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live sales last week were at $114 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Nebraska, and at $114 to $115 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $180 to $181 in Nebraska, and at $180 to $182 in the Western Corn Belt. Also, last week's 5-area direct average steer price was 39 cents higher on a live basis at $113.99 a hundredweight. The average 5-area dress steer price was 47 cents higher at $180.57. Despite rising corn futures prices and higher feedlot placements than expected, feeder cattle futures shook off early pressure to mostly extend gains on Monday. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, though, amid plentiful fed cattle supplies and short-term uncertainty. Live cattle futures closed from an average of 28 cents lower across the front half of the board to an average of 16 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents higher, except for an average of 32 cents lower in the back two contracts. Choice box beef cutout value was 75 cents higher Monday afternoon at $239.98 a hundredweight. Select was $2.08 higher at $229.98. Grain futures rebounded with last week's USDA forecast during the Agricultural Outlook Forum. Corn futures closed mostly 6 to 9 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 5 to 15 cents higher. Volume picked up at auctions on Monday after last week's weather disruptions, but trends were a little sketchy. For instance, there are 5,817 head on offer at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, and feeder steers and heifers sold with definitely higher undertones, but there is no trend given last week's narrow test. Through mid-session, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers and heifers weighing less than 600 pounds were selling $7 to $10 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 4,000 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold steady in a light test at Oklahoma National Stockyards. That was compared to 2 weeks earlier. Feeder steers and heifers were lightly tested with instances of steady to $2 higher. There were just 2,723 head on offer there. Finally, steer and bull calves weighing less than 700 pounds sold $5 higher at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, compared to 2 weeks earlier. Heifers traded mostly steady. There are 1,004 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Monday. Primary pressure stemmed from a sell-off in big tech stocks, as well as continued nervousness over rising Treasury yield rates and the potential implications for higher interest rates on economic recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 27 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 30 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 341 points. The feedlot situation in early 2021 is a carryover from the disruptions and unusual dynamics last year, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. For the entire year of 2020, he explains, feedlot placements were down 4%. In the last half of the year, feedlot placements were almost unchanged year over year, up 0.3%. However, this average belies dramatic dynamics, he says, as feedlot placements in the third quarter were up 8.5% year over year, while placements in the fourth quarter were down 7% from the prior year. Peel points out total estimated feeder supplies outside feedlots January 1st were 25.66 million head, down 0.2% year over year. even when adjusted for decreased veal slaughter and increased feeder cattle imports. He says the 1.3% year-over-year decrease in the 2020 calf crop would have suggested a bigger decrease in the feeder cattle supply to start the year. It appears that some feeder cattle were carried over into 2021, and that's likely reflected in the relatively large January placements, Peel says, adding that feeder supplies are somewhat front-loaded early in 2021, but should tighten up in the second half of the year. As reported in Cattle Current Monday, feedlot placements in January were 2.017 million head, according to the latest Cattle on Feed report. That was about 3% more year-over-year and about 3% more than pre-report expectations. Peel shares one other note about the Cattle on Feed report. January marketings were 1.822 million head, down 5.6% from a year earlier, and about as expected, he says. However, January of 2021 had two less slaughter days than the year before, meaning that daily average marketings this year were 3.8% higher than last year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 23rd of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.